Is it so wrong for an adult to fall in love with a young adult book? It better not be, because Fall Hard we did for Say What You Will, a story of outsider teenagers falling slowly in love. Amy has cerebral palsy, which her classmates learn is caused by a lack of oxygen at birth. She uses a wheelchair, communicates largely through talking computers as her limbs flail and her voice is unintelligible. She wants her parents to replace the adult aides who've helped her through her school day with classmates, so she can make friends. Here's an email in which she addresses the misgivings of one student, Matt.
I realize it's an unusual setup, but try not to think of it as my parents offering to pay people to be my friend. I know there's something unsettling and prideless in that. I prefer to think of it this way. My parents are paying people to pretend to be my friend. This will be much closer to the truth, I suspect, and I have no problem with this. I'm guessing that a lot of people in high school are only pretending to be friends, right? It'll be a start, I figure.
Well, as it turns out, a start for Matthew as well. He has problems of his own, OCD, or obsessive-compulsive disorder, for one. That's actress Rebecca Lohman reading the audiobook of Cammie McGovern's new book, Say What You Will. Entertainment Weekly picked it as one of five YA novels to watch out for this summer. We concur. And Cammie McGovern joins us from the studios of Northeast Public Radio with more. Welcome.
Oh, great to be here.
Oh,
thank
listen,
you so much for that great intro.
Well, it's just so note perfect, not just on teens, but on teens with disabilities. And we understand that you come by that through your own experience. You've started an after-school and weekend program for kids with disabilities called Whole Children.
That's correct.
And we understand that your son has autism.
Yes, I've got an 18-year-old son with autism. I've got three kids, but the oldest is my disabled one. And we started Whole Children 10 years ago. So when a small group of moms and I, our kids were about 8 years old. So all of these kids are hitting their adolescence. And in a way, having been surrounded by all these terrific teens with disabilities and seeing how much they wanted relationships and love as much as their typically developing peers, it felt like time to write a story about that.
Well, and we should say, heads up, they also want sex, or at least want to know about it and explore it. And so this book explores that as well. I mean, it's just, it's very powerful. We understand you met a young girl through this program who has cerebral palsy. Now, again, In this case, it can be varying degrees of cerebral palsy. In this case, in your character, it's very, very disabling. How did this young girl help you form that character?
She was actually the daughter of one of the co-founders of Whole Children. And so I first knew her when she was a three-year-old, completely immobilized, and had been told by the doctors that she would never walk or talk, and to expect very, very little, which is what parents of disabled young kids are often told, is to lower your expectations. And it was part of why we started Whole Children, was to simply push our kids past what those early lowered expectations were. And this girl has surpassed all of those, and she's still a very dear friend of my son's. She's walking and talking. She's not really Amy, but she was what I imagined what it would be like to be a teen and locked away, more typical in many ways than you look. She and my son just went to prom together. They're very, very sweet friends. And it's a very rich relationship, which is the other thing I wanted to capture, is that these kids aren't as one-dimensional as people might suspect.
Well, that's fascinating that your son and this young girl went to prom together, because Amy and Matthew end up going to a prom together. But let's back up. And Amy and Matthew might also reflect a little bit of the real children that you know. We mentioned Amy's disabilities. Her incredible ability is that she's very, very bright. Matthew, tell us about your character, Matthew.
I wanted him to be somebody that was more like myself as a teenager, which was fascinated with someone who was different and an outsider, because he's a watcher himself. I didn't intend at first to have him have a hidden disability, but it made sense to me as I was writing the story that Amy would be good at something that he would need, that he was helping her on one level, and she was going to help him be honest about something that he needed to confront. So Matthew has OCD. You learn it pretty quickly. It's not a spoiler to tell mm-hmm, it. And mm-hmm. I chose that because it's a far more common disorder among teens than many people might realize. And one of the sort of first steps to treating it is to acknowledge and talk about it openly. And that's the hardest step. And that's what she helps him do.
But it strikes us that these kids with their disabilities are just kids writ large. She is concerned about her looks and how, you know, her body and how boys are going to see her. All teenage girls have these same concerns. He's a child of divorce with a single mom. He's worried about her, as many teens are. And that worry just trips over into this behavior, you know, maybe if I tap on the locker a certain way, people won't get hurt. But again, at the heart of both of their situations is being a teenager.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get that because I think my son is very, very recognizably autistic. And then he hit puberty and had these very surprising, after his father and I had finally adjusted to and accommodated everything about having a very autistic kid, very typical in rebellion, in desire for independence, and in desire for romance.
But you have to decide what to do. No spoiler alerts, but you don't go for pat storyline endings. Amy does not become queen of the prom. You know, she mm-hmm. actually gets manipulated by other kids at the prom. We mentioned there is sex, and also you talk about the consequences of sex when kids are too young. So it's not tidy.
No, I didn't want to make it tidy because none of these stories ever are terribly neat. I wanted to not, there's not a ton of sex. I wanted to not back away from that issue because that's also part of it. And it needs to be increasingly part of the education for disabled kids, I think. Their sexuality is very present. And I wanted that to be in the book as well because
yeah.
it needs to be more so for disabled teens.
Well, so that they have the instructions that they're going to need.
Yeah.
For the desires that they have. It's just a terrific read, say what you will. And then, as if that weren't enough, on top of that, we hear that your older sister is the actress Elizabeth McGovern of Downton Abbey fame.
How about that fun fact?
So we're all going, right, to England?
Oh, I just was there last summer and I visited the set, as
well,
a matter of fact.
Quite a talented family. But as you said, part of your own direct family experience was the inspiration for this book. As a mother of a child with a severe disability, as part of this, you're giving him a story in which he falls in love.
Absolutely. Yes. Because it's, I have to admit, it hasn't happened in life exactly, though this is a very dear friend of his. And I don't know if it will for him, but I want it to be more possible and then have love take on different faces. It might not appear the way it does for many of us, which is often the way when parenting a child with disabilities, you have a whole period of mourning the loss of the life that you thought you would have. Mm. And then there's something new that comes along and it's very different, but it's still full of joy. And so it could be that he will have fall in love in some fashion and marry or join with somebody someday, and it'll look different than what the rest of us have, but it will be real.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I said you gave this to your son. You've given it to yourself, too.
Yes, I think I have.
Yeah.
Good way of putting it.
Cami McGovern, her new book is Say What You Will. Terrific. Cami, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And of course, you know, adults might want to just read it, just make sure for kids, but also because it's a great read. And for an excerpt, you can go to hearnow.org. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Jim Hodges. The show features mirror mosaics, walls of flowers, and denim tapestry, now on view, ICABoston.org.